This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi today. The talks between the Prime Minister and the Emir will focus on various aspects of bilateral relations between India and Qatar. The Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, reached New Delhi yesterday on a 2 days official visit. He was accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani at the airport. The Emir will accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Sheikh Tamim will meet President Draupadi Murmu, who will also host a banquet in his honour. Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has been appointed as the new Chief Election Commissioner, CEC, as the tenure of the incumbent poll body, Chief Rajiv Kumar, ends today. CEC Gyanesh Kumar is a former IAS officer from the 1988 batch of the Kerala cadre. He has served as secretary in the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. Dr. Vivek Joshi has been appointed as new election commissioner. He is an IAS officer from the 1989 batch of the Haryana cadre. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed both commissioners. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will review the status of the implementation of new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir in the presence of Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today. The meeting will focus on the current status of various provisions related to police, jails, courts, prosecution and forensics outlined in the three new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, BNS 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, BNSS 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam, BSA 2023. A new episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 will be released today. In this episode, several toppers of different boards and examinations will share their thoughts and tips to school students on beating exam stress, anxiety and staying chill under pressure. Sharing the upcoming video on his social media platform, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in this Pariksha Pe Charcha episode, exam warriors will share their experiences of how they have successfully overcome exam stress and anxiety. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the National Geospatial Knowledge-Based Land Survey of Urban Habitations, NAKSH, in 152 urban local bodies across 26 states and 3 union territories in Madhya Pradesh today. The program aims to create and update land records in urban areas to ensure accurate and reliable documentation of land ownership. BJP's Legislative Party meeting is expected to be held in New Delhi tomorrow. All the newly elected BJP MLAs, along with senior leaders of the party, will participate in the meeting. According to the party sources, the name of Delhi's next chief minister is likely to be finalized during the meeting, and the swearing-in ceremony for the next chief minister is expected to be held on 20th of this month at Ramlila Maidan in New Delhi. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology will release the Digital Brand Identity Manual, DBIM, in New Delhi today as part of its efforts to bring uniformity across government websites and digital platforms. The DBIM defines key elements of a consistent digital identity, including visual identities. These guidelines aim to enhance citizen engagement and improve the overall user experience in service delivery. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at the Kotambi Stadium at Vadodara last night. Batting first, Delhi Capitals got bundled out for 141 runs in the final over as RCB bowlers were in great rhythm. Jenema Rodrigues scored highest 24 runs for the Capitals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.